training camp coverage brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer and 72 Sold.
This is J.J. Watt, and you're listening to 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
That's a great group. We got a good mix of experience and youth.
Let's be sharp. Let's finish strong.
You've got all the assets. You've got the talent on your football team. Time to produce.
Talent is great, but you have to be able to cultivate and build upon that.
We got the guys. We got the talent. We got the athletes. You know, that shouldn't be an issue.
Doug and Wolf talk Cardinals. Now.
We're live at State Farm Stadium. We are up in the broadcast booth getting ready to watch practice in a little over an hour. And defensive lineman Zach Allen, nice enough to jump on a headset downstairs to join us before he gets ready for practice. Zach, good morning. How's life?
It's going good. Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it, Zach. How's it going for you so far? Training camp in 2021? How's it going?
It's been great so far. You know, I think we definitely have a different attitude than we've had in the past couple of years since I've been here. I definitely think, you know, a lot more focused, and you know, we understand what the expectations are for ourselves and, you know, from outside. So we're definitely coming in every single day and trying to achieve, you know, playing at a high level, and I think we're doing a pretty good job of that so far.
Zach, just that comment right there I think gets Cardinals fans fired up. Can you give me a little bit of an example? That's a great statement. You feel like everybody's a little more focused, understands the expectations. Can you go into detail why you think that? What are you seeing? Why do you believe it?
I just think for us, I mean, especially on defense, you know, we understand the amount of, you know, talent that we have, and we understand what kind of happened the past couple of years with our defense. And, you know, I think now, you know, if we don't win every down, if we don't win every series, you know, for us that's considered a complete failure. And I definitely think, you know, you see it in practices now, you know, how people are way more accountable and stuff like that. And I think it's going to be really exciting for people to watch once we start getting going.
Zach, where do you think you can actually get better? We all know that is the challenge to every NFL player, any professional athlete that is out there competing. You're always looking for that edge, always looking to get better. Where do you think you can get better?
Yeah, I think a big thing that I've been working on, you know, this whole offseason, especially in camp, is you know, really kind of working on finishing. I think there were times last year where, you know, I was close, but I wasn't able to finish the play, stuff like that. And, you know, I think I, you know, me personally, I had a great off season, and I know that, you know, we had a really good collective between me, Rashard, Dogby, and Lecky. So we all pushed each other. I think we're definitely, you know, reaping the benefits so far. I think, you know, there's definitely a different level of intensity between the four of us. And, you know, I think we've been making a lot more plays, so it's been a lot of fun for us.
Cardinal Zach Allen joining Doug and Wolf this morning. And, Zach, it's okay for you to bust on Wolf a little bit, because Wolf has one theory about football that he probably has never told you. And it's time for you to be able to stand up to people like Wolf. Will you tell Wolf what your major was in college?
I was a finance
no!
major.
No! Yeah.
Wolf has this theory that finance majors should be avoided at all costs in the draft. You want to explain why that is, Wolf?
Well, it was just because you're so worried about the money, the money, the money. That's all you worry about. I said it, Zach, a long time ago, before you ever came around, that I'd never draft a finance major. I might have to eat my words on that one, Zach.
Yeah, I'm going to prove you wrong.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, you know what? Prove yourself right. That's more important right there.
Well done, Zach.
How about this? J.J. Watt, I happen to see this. You came walking off the field from a series of play and practice, and you walked to the sideline, and I literally saw J.J. Watt walk over to you, kind of flag you over. You came over to him and had this really cool look on your face as he was explaining something to you. What kind of impact has J.J. Watt had on you, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I definitely want to just try and pick his brain as much as I can, both on and off the field. Yeah, I think I got a lot of confidence because, you know, during this whole, you always hear the stories of, oh, what does J.J. Watt do during the off season? You know, he just goes up north and, you know, nobody really hears from him. And, you know, when he came in during minicamp, you know, we kind of compared notes on what our workouts were like and everything like that, and seeing just the similarities, that gave me a lot. And also, you know, around the same weights we were pushing. And then, you know, on the field stuff, I mean, obviously, you know, his resume speaks for itself. So anytime, you know, I could pick up little, you know, things, and he's been making the game a lot clearer and letting me play a lot faster. Him and Coach Buck have been doing a great job, and, you know, it's definitely been working out. So that's why I'm really excited for next week when we get to finally play a real game. To see how it works in a game scenario.
Does he joke around at all, Zach?
Does he really?
Oh
yeah, he's a big jokester. Yeah, he's a great addition to the locker room. Everybody loves him, and you know, he's been awesome.
There's something that happened in this world that you know, everybody's been screwed in some way or the other by the pandemic. But for 400 years, it's supposed to be your transition from year one to year two as an NFL player is your biggest jump, because your head isn't swimming as a rookie, and you have an entire offseason for the first time in your life devoted to nothing but getting better as an NFL player. And every player drafted in the 2019 draft did not get that. How much different was this offseason for you? How much more have you learned? How much more do you realize now that you missed, that you were supposed to have an opportunity because your entire offseason was wiped out last year?
Yeah, I think, you know, like the point you just made about how our offseason was wiped out last year. And then, honestly, I really kind of consider last year my rookie year, because that's the first time I was really playing, you know, regular season games because of, you know, my neck injury my rookie year. So, yeah, I think I've now kind of figured out, you know, everything, my routines, you know, how to treat my body, how to, you know, just prepare mentally for everything. So, and then again, you know, having a full off season, you know, I was able to be in the building the whole off season, which, you know, I think helps out a lot. Not just, you know, working with, you know, our strength coach Buddy Morris. I mean, he's the best in the business. So I was able to see the gains physically, and then just mentally, you know, you have all the tools there just to, you know, to keep on, you know, learning and staying sharp in football. So I'm really excited to see how it goes this year. And, you know, I'm definitely playing with a lot more confidence, and it's a lot of fun.
Are you a goal guy? Do you have goals that you'd like to achieve this year? And if so, what are they?
I definitely have goals. I usually like to keep them to myself, you know. that's just me personally.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm more of a person where it's kind of like, obviously you have, you know, specific, you know, number goals and stuff like that. And but then there's also other things. But at this point right now, I'm just taking it day by day. And I think that's been helping me the most, just trying to be consistent. And I think that's what, you know, this camp I've been doing a really good job of. Mm-hmm. And I just want to keep on doing that.
You know, me being the talk show host, of course, we cheat like crazy and act like we get to know you very well by reading everything we can before we have a conversation with you. 33 career high school sacks. What kind of sack dance did you have then? How often did you toss some 240-pound offensive tackle off of you? I mean, what level of dominance were you in high school?
Yeah, I mean, I was playing linebacker in high school, so, you know, I was able to kind of do a little bit of everything, but I did, you know, dunk the football through the goalpost one time, and this was like at the height of when Jimmy Graham was doing it. He retweeted on Twitter, so everyone in high school thought, you know, I was the man, everything like that. But little did they know that immediately when I got off the field, because it was a 15-yard penalty, I got kicked in the head by our linebackers coach. So I learned not to do that again. But that's still a cool memory. I got the pictures, everything. So it was worth it.
So, Zach, if given the option, you know, I don't want to talk any more football with you. If given the option right now, a movie or a book, what are you going to do?
In camp, definitely a movie. You know, you just got to veg out. But
what do you like to read?
Yeah, I'm more of like a nonfiction guy. I feel like when I read, I want to at least learn something.
You're Boston College guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I love that. But,
Bob Clasby was forget about it. Yeah, continue.
Yeah, but you know, not a lot of, you know, but probably right now in camp, if I had to pick up a book, it'd be a picture book. But yeah, in the off season, it's a little different when you got a little bit more time.
Okay, what's your favorite band? If you're gonna listen to something to get ready for, do you listen to music to get ready for a game?
Honestly, the more and more I've gotten through like my career, I've just stopped listening. Like the less like I care about music. Like probably like back in high school, in the beginning of college, I was like, I have to listen to these like specific songs. But now it's more just like I'm just so ready to just to go, you know. And there's just, you know, I'm more focused on like assignments and, you know, memorizing, you know, tendencies and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that I'm really kind of treating it almost like a test. So,
do you drink 18 cups of coffee before you play?
No, I just started doing pre-workout this year, so that's the first. That's the only caffeine I've really ever had, but it's been working. I like it a lot. So
seriously, ever?
Yeah, ever. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is more and more the new trend. You know, you can imagine everybody that's in the media, we always get asked when we do interviews around the country about watching Cardinals camp. They'll ask us, who stands out to you in camp? Who looks good? Or fans ask us that all the time. I'd rather ask you that. Who looks good to you in camp right now?
God, we got – I mean, everybody's really playing well. I'd say, Jonathan Ward, the running back, he's been a stud so far. It's been a lot of fun to watch him. Defensively, our whole D-line's playing really, really well. Leckie, Shard, Dogby, Perry. It's been a lot of fun to play with those guys right now. So, I just think we're going to have just a really deep room. I mean, obviously, Zaven's been playing really well. It's really impressive to see, because I think he probably has the hardest position on the defense playing Mike linebacker, and how fast he's able to pick it up and play fast. So, it's been great so far.
So he's doing well in the huddle with the calls?
Oh, yeah, he's been great with it. He definitely knows how to command it, and he's definitely got that confidence, which you need.
Have you ever taped a kicker to a goal post?
Oh, no, he's been telling this story all day.
Zach, yeah.
I'm sorry, Zach.
No, I have not personally taped, no.
You have not done that, okay. No. I just wanted to see if
you... Wolf went into camp stories from the 80s earlier in the show, Zach. You should be happy that you missed out on that one.
Zach, it was pretty funny. I'm going to admit it.
Does Buddha look faster in number 3?
Of course, yeah. There's one less number to weigh him down. So.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he's flying. Yeah.
Oh, man. Good to talk to you.
Man, thank you, brother. Yeah. Really appreciate your time this morning,
thank you.
Bro.